The men fell in line behind Rajiv as he moved in the opposite direction of the soldiers. Baraksh followed, but he doubted their only thoughts were of gold. A few dozen yards ahead, they came to a large amphitheater carved from solid rock. Flashlight beams bounced around the room in crazy arcs. There was enough seating, carved in elliptical rings around the floor at the bottom, for thousands of people. The room smelled like an animal's lair. He had to work hard to breathe. He turned as the feeling of being watched plagued him again. His flashlight beam skidded across the stone walls and revealed glimpses of the beautiful mosaics that had been laid across the surfaces. Chief among the images were the Nagas, half people and half snakes, with savage faces and weapons. Here and there, skulls mounted in the wall glared at Baraksh with hollow eyes. Baraksh swiveled to the right and played his beam in that direction. A section of the wall had fallen open, and two of the beast men stood there with swords. Fleet kept abreast of Patel as they jogged through the passage and followed two scouts. Three doorways took shape in the tunnel ahead of them, all of them brought out of the darkness by light coming from inside the room. The light jumped and moved.
Get up there! Get down!
The entire paratrooper team went down on their bellies at once and shouldered their rifles. Fleet did the same, but glanced back to check on Anya. He was pleased to see that she had gone to ground as well. She even had her pistol in hand.
Men, on my order, move forward! Split into three groups and spread along the doors. Watch both ends of the tunnel up ahead. Go!
Suddenly, the paratroopers leaped to their feet and dashed forward. Two men threw flares into the room. Bright ruby light exploded to life. They waited only a moment, then moved inside the way they'd been trained. They fanned out and took up covering positions.
Clear! Take the rooms!
Fleet knew automatically that there weren't as many mercenaries in the amphitheater as there should have been. Only a small knot of them were huddled in the center of the room, not fighting. They huddled there among a morass of rocks and skeletons. Blood slicked the floor in several places. Anya dropped down beside him and scanned the room. She watched as Patel rushed forward toward a pile of mercenary bodies in the center of the room, grenade in hand. The explosions blew the remaining fight out of the rest of them.
Major, the men over here are surrendering. I don't see Shivaji.
Shivaji isn't here! The beast men got him!
I don't see his body. Where is he?
Shivaji and some of the others went into the walls after the beast men. They captured Shivaji's son!
The walls?
Anya swung her light onto the walls immediately. Fleet caught sight of the images set in the stone. He played his own light over the pictures of snakes wrapping opponents in battle.
These things we've seen couldn't have made these.
Not them. Their ancestors. Before the inbreeding became so severe. Until that time, they were probably pretty normal.
This place is rather special, isn't it?
It is.
Anya moved toward a statue near the wall. The statue showed a Naga warrior curled up on his tail while holding a spear and a shield. His inhuman face looked almost demonic, an eerie mix between snake and human that left the finished product with a forked tongue and long fangs.
Obviously, they have a fixation on warriors.
Most cultures do. It's all about being able to take what you want and still protect yourself. Those are the same components behind most sports competitions.
You're probably never at a loss for conversation, are you, Professor?
It depends on the listener. Some people think I'm boring. And I'm not a professor, I just talk like one. Wait a second. Do you see the outline in the wall there?
Yes. It looks like...
I think it's a door.
To Anya's surprise, a section of the wall spun out at a 90-degree angle and presented an opening into a well of darkness beyond.
They must have gone this way.
How do you know?
Look at the blood trail. Someone dragged a body through here.
Wait!
The wall section slammed shut behind Anya. Fleet rushed forward and tried to operate the wall. It would not budge. Seized by desperation, he turned to Patel.
We need to take this wall down, now!
Anya spun and dropped into a fighting crouch. She shifted hands with the flashlight, reaching for the sword. She was standing in a tunnel. Dust, inches thick, coated the floor and softened her footprints and those of her attackers. Several beastmen, more than she could fit in her narrow beam of light, advanced on her from another doorway that opened in the wall behind the first one. Anya guessed that the mountain was honeycombed with tunnels, all of them running in different directions and serving different purposes. As the beastmen advanced, Anya realized that light came from inside the other room.
Stay back!
The beastmen kept approaching. Unable to return to the hidden doorway, Anya turned and fled along the corridor. Her flashlight beam bounced and jerked as she ran with the beastmen on her tail. Fleet watched nervously as Patel's demolitions expert wired the door section with shaped plastic explosives. He feared for Anya's life, but there was nothing he could do but wait. The demolitions man nodded to Patel, indicating that he was ready to bring the wall down.
Let's move back, Fleet!
If she's on the other side of that wall, the flying debris could kill her.
She won't be there.
I hope that you're right.
Detonate charges on 3, 2, 1. Mark!
Fleet leaped up and dashed towards the opening, with Patel and his men not far behind. In a matter of seconds, Anya realized she'd entered a deadly maze of tunnels. Not only that, but the beastmen were herding her in the direction they wanted her to go. None of it was as loud as the explosion that had taken place behind her. Only a quick glimpse of the yawning abyss on the other side of the pit in the center of the next room prevented her from plunging over the edge. She came to a stop only inches short of the lip. Anya's flashlight beam pushed through most of the darkness. Below, at the bottom of the pit, sharpened wooden stakes, most of them petrified with age and some of them broken from other victims falling and impaling themselves on them, stood more or less upright. Rajiv Shivaji and his men lay impaled, dead, or wounded among bodies of men and beasts that had fallen prey to the trap over the years. Their flashlights illuminated the gruesome scene. A few of them still moved. Rajiv was among the living. He stood next to his son, who was impaled through the midsection, but still alive. Anya wouldn't have wished any of them that kind of harm, but she also couldn't erase from her mind the images of the men opening fire on the Casablanca moon only a few days ago. The surviving men who were able to move were trying to scale the pit wall. Spears in the bodies of other men showed they hadn't been successful, and the beastmen had been unmerciful in killing them. Several corpses of the beastmen testified to the fact that the pirates weren't completely helpless. Behind her, the beastmen surged forward in expectant glee. Down in the pit, Rajiv Shivaji turned his flashlight on the beastmen and saw Anya. He pulled his rifle to his shoulder. Anya whirled away from the beastmen and ducked to the floor, barely avoiding Shivaji's fire. She turned back again. A beastman carrying a spear thrust the weapon at her. Anya lopped off the front of the spear with her blade, then opened her opponent's throat with the next slash. She spun and kicked the dying man backward. He flailed and grabbed another beast man, bringing him down as well. Anya set herself again, knowing that the only chance she had to survive the encounter was to somehow get past the group of beast men that had followed her down the passageway. Her desperate fight became a dance of death as she blocked spear and sword thrusts, then returned the fight with her own blows. The beastmen died before her onslaught. In seconds, the tide of battle had turned. Anya could feel the blood dripping off of her, none of it her own. Her body felt warm and loose, as if she could continue the fight for hours. The gunfire at the bottom of the pit seemed an afterthought, and she remained focused on each of the beastmen that stepped out in front of her. In short order, she was back at the entranceway. Anya spotted muzzle flashes against the stone walls and suddenly recognized the potential threat of Patel's men inadvertently shooting her. She started to step back out of the way. Anya caught sight of a beast man as he launched himself at her. She was too late to do anything,